seeing this little red box, right? And so as women, I believe that through lineage, throughout generations, is that we were meant to pass this secret little box of sensuality, and it has these beautiful ribbons adorned with jewels on it. As we slowly take out these ribbons and jewels, we really get to become sensually alive to the new design within us as women and to the new design within us as our bodies. You know, and sometimes there might be a time when we feel put in the wrong box. Oftentimes, it really begins as our name. I'm going to take a smaller detour here. But one thing that I would do working at Victoria's Secret is that I would do bra fits, right? And so if I'm in the fitting room and I have like the fitting room's going off, I remember the outlet, we had 16 fitting rooms, so that's a whole lot. At the two other stores, it wasn't 16 rooms, but it was still, it still got very, very, you know, busy, even with smaller rooms, in terms of the time, the what you spend with someone, like it kind of even magnitudes there. I'm gonna take another sip of water. So I needed a way to remember people's names, and I would write down their name, and I would always ask them, what does it mean? Even though it was outside of the door thing, sometimes I write down, honestly, sometimes I wouldn't until at the end, and I'd be like, what does your name mean? And that to me would help me, because they would tell me a story. Except there was a hang up with asking that question. Is 99% of the time when I asked people, oh, what did your name mean? Oh, what's the story to your name, right? It's also a good curiosity point and a selling point. It's like, wow, she really cares. She didn't just be like, okay, your name is this. She wants to know about the story behind your name. 99%, it's probably 99.5% of the time, women did not know the stories to their names, or their names had a bad meaning to it. And so they were in the wrong box, right? They were in a bad box. And I had that with my own name, and I was able to reimagine it, and I literally gave my name a different definition. So that's a whole nother story for another day. Because believe it or not, that's actually, I know these are all a set of mini stories to this ultimate thing, which is going to be your challenge for February. And the challenge for February is to create your own magazine and to create 2 to 3 of them using Canva. Canva has just like 3 registration, free magazine templates. And this is a practice that I got in Tanya Lee's Live Like an Editor workshop. I have to do full disclosure, give the full like nod to like, this is her practice. This is not her questions. I didn't feel right using her questions because this is a course that you pay for. However, this reminded me of something that I did way back in college when, you know, went to school in Eastern Michigan University. And I remember Dr. Heather Neff taught this class on African-American literature. My major is exercise science. It's not even that, but this is like, there was a sociology class and African-American literature class that I will always remember. That and Dr. Tony Moreno's class on a strength conditioning coach class, because he made us watch all these horrible accidents, and we had to name all the muscles and bones as they were breaking. So I don't think I'll ever forget that one. But I remember Dr. Heather Neff had us look at different magazine articles, and she had us, it was so cool, but I never thought about this. She had us write down the different headlines, and I hate to make this a division, but she would, I'm just going to say it. So the magazines for the black magazines, like Ebony and Essence, have completely different headlines than, I'm trying to think of, I want to say Cosmopolitan. right? Completely different headlines. And that would seem apparent, but like next time you go to check out, look at the different headlines. It's really, really crazy, right? Well, the thing is, sometimes in life, you need to completely come with the new lingerie design, a new style, a new issue of who you are, right? You need a new magazine. So this is a practice that, thanks to Tanya Lee, and she said it was a member within her group, I guess, a few years ago that created a magazine on Canva. And she was like, wow, this is so great. Now, again, I'm not using her training principles. I've designed my own for this. And I hope that you can design the own for yours as well, because I wanted to keep this sacred. Tanya's literally given everything to me. So, at the same time, like, this is so great that even if I have a podcast of like, I don't know, 30 some people, like, I want 30 some people to be able to listen to it. I know it's a random number, but like, I had so much fun doing this. I took a screenshot video, I sent it to my roommate from college, Erica, like, we've been roommates ages ago. I sent it to Felicia, one of my girlfriends from college as well. She's also works. She's actually on top of like seven or something therapists. So she like is really into the health field. She loved it from the healing component. Sent it to my mom. I sent it to so many people. I have never had so much fun healing in my entire life. In my entire life. Like literally think of this as all of a sudden you're looking at your dress and you hate this dress and you realize that the zipper works to take it off. Like all the way throughout my entire life, I never realized, uh-oh, hope this is still working. Okay. Also, my screen went back. I never realized that the zipper worked to take off this dress. So let's do it. There are seven headlines that you choose, right? And I want you to think of yourself as creating a magazine. You're curating a magazine. Another fun, sexy way would be to do this the same thing to a lingerie line. So maybe I'll do that in the future. But this is how you do it. And I've committed to doing this every single month because every single month you come with a new issue. Okay, so get your pen, your paper, pause this if you don't have your pen and your paper. And I'm going to give you headlines. Okay. So, number one, the return of. Then space. Okay. So within this space is going to be one thing of yourself that you have kept hidden. The return of. Okay. So just the return of space. So for me, mine, three examples, the return of eroticism, the return of sensuality, the return of my being. So the return of, and then one thing you kept yourself hidden. Number two, your name. So mine would be Jasmine, goddessing, and then the action. So goddess is a verb, and I won't go into the story. Well, I guess I'm gonna give it really quick how I had this huge Victoria's Secret like inspired wings. And then when they wouldn't fit in my car, and so I went to Texas, I had to break my wings apart. Just take my feathers with me. And then once I arrived in Texas, I rebuilt them in a simpler, sexier shape. And so this time, instead of going as big, I was like, how small can I make them while pouring the fullest sex appeal in the world? And so goddessing action. That's the term goddessing. And then an action, right? So an action that you're looking forward to achieving. So mine would be Jasmine, goddessing self-love. Jasmine, goddessing self-worth. Jasmine, goddessing self-esteem. So something that in the simplest, sexiest form you're going to achieve for yourself. Headline number three, five ways blank transforms your life. And inside the blank, you're going to have two traits that you use to get through a hard time. So, a few example, five ways bravery and courage transforms your life. Five ways Peace and hope transforms your life. Five ways. Grace and I want to say ingenuity, but I can't even say that word. Grace and we'll say grace and hope. Grace and faith transforms your life. Okay, and that's one magazine issue. Now, I came up on a few extra headlines. I'll kind of just give you to these real quickly. Blank, which is going to be your name, lets your hair down. So mine would be Jasmine lets her hair down. It's not yours, her. Megan lets her hair down. Danielle lets her hair down. The blank issue. And then inside this blank is going to be the name of the transformation. So it can be the Phoenix issue, right? A lot of the Phoenix is always resonating in terms of transformation that women can partake of. So maybe yours is the Phoenix issue. The Phoenix issue. Then the next one is going to be blank, how to make it your best year ever. So in this blank, you put three behaviors you use to survive something bad. So courage, faith, blindness, to make it your best year ever, right? Courage, faith, resiliency, creativity, to make it your best year ever. And then giving back blank to your haters, and whatever give to your haters, giving back grace to your haters, right? Giving back forgiveness to your haters, letting go of your haters. So these are just samples. Two more, how to own yourself as a woman. And then three principles that you live by, how to own yourself as a woman. Faith, love, and femininity. How to own yourself as a woman. Fashion, wildness, self-love. And the last headline is going to be from blank to blank. How your name did it. So it can be from, I just recently lost my car again. So it can be from car accident to Mustang driving goddess, how Jasmine did it. And now I don't have a Mustang, but why not put it down as my headline? Which I think kind of really wraps it and puts a bow on it, is that knowing, especially this last example, we can put anything as our headline. I think before I even took this class, and I didn't think I quite understood what it was, I didn't know, because I definitely needed this way back when. And it's so funny. I used to do something similar like this with other people in college. But I remember at the store, one of my Victoria's Secret angels, she was like, she came up with a saying where she said, choose new headlines. Choose new headlines. And I literally think it was through the universe, I was meeting this angel, and the angel was trying to tell me, like, choose new headlines through her. And I really wish I had taken Victoria's Secret Angel Alyssa's advice way back then and chosen new headlines. Because in life, you need to choose new headlines. Sometimes we have to choose new lingerie. Take off the bra, just do a new one. Choose new headlines. And some of your issues, you might have to throw away. And another thing that Alyssa taught me is that to choose new headlines, but to not share your issues with everyone. And when I'm saying that, I'm talking about your magazine issues. So you have this sexy, fabulous magazine, right? These magazine covers. Sometimes you choose new headlines, and not the same issue exists for every woman, it's not meant to share all your issues with everybody. You know, I've re-released some of the videos of my travels, and a lot of the stuff I've cut out in cutting that stuff out, it's allowed me to have more time, more spirit for myself. So I know this was a deep. I know that there was a lot in here. It's actually a good thing this podcast only comes out monthly. So the next time you'll see me in March, because this is a lot to go through. So feel free to listen, re-listen it, have fun on Canva. If you do create something, email me at info@underneathyourlingerie.com. I would love to see it. And if you're interested in a walkthrough practice of seeing what it takes to be in the next level, to live your life as a goddess, then you're welcome to participate on my erotic lingerie plan. I'll leave the link below. And lastly, if you would like to hear from me more often, more of a deeper connection, I actually just sent out a really gorgeous newsletter to my email list, giving a deeper look at my life and sensuality and something I went through personally as an online sex model, and really tying it to how to revive our bodies in a new way. So these newsletters go out weekly. The link's below, and they're free to register for. But thank you for listening. Always to remember to not only choose new headlines, but you are the sexiest one that you could ever wear. I don't know if the microphone picked that up, but kisses to you. I'll see you in March. Stay blessed.